It is 8:40 and 67 degrees right here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings on WRHI's 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
You can also listen to us on AM 1340 on that free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, make sure that you download that today. And on WRHI.com. You can also watch us on the TV side of the house. That's on CN2, Comporium Cable Channel 102. As well as on all of the major social media platforms. Just be sure to search WRHI and CN2. All right, well, today is the day of the South Carolina Republican primary, and we also have lots of different candidates that are running for office here in York County, which is why Allison Mallard has stopped by the microphones again. And Allison is the public information officer for the Board of Voter Registration and Elections for York County. So welcome, Allison. You're back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have some coffee in you this morning? You're ready to go?
Indeed.
Good.
So the polls have now been open for almost 2 hours, about an hour and 41 minutes, it looks like. So far, so good?
Right. Yes. Our locations are all up and running, and we are delighted to have our voters come in. Voters have, of course, already started. We do recommend that when voters are going to their polling location, one, they know the right place to go. So scvotes.gov, great place to get your information. They have a current South Carolina or federally issued ID and no campaign material. That means no hats, no shirts, no shoestrings. No flags on your car, and that's a 500-foot boundary from the entrance. I'm not sure if folks know how long that is. It is much longer than a football field. It's okay. 1.5 times a football field. So just keep in mind, no campaign material. That is breaking the law.
And if they show up, they're going to get turned away and asked to change and come back, correct?
There is no voting allowed if you have campaign material. You may be asked to cover whatever it is, remove any article of clothing that has something on it. And this is any party, any candidate, anybody. You cannot have any campaign material at all.
Rules are rules.
That's right. Remind us what time everything closes tonight and how that will work with the voters in line and all of that good stuff.
Okay, so legally polls close at 7 p.m., but only after the last person who was in line at 7 p.m. has voted. Keep in mind that means that results will only be posted at scvotes.gov after we have received them. Could be absentee by mail and early voting results will post probably about 7:30 or so. After that, it will be as the results come in. York County is a wide county, so it could be 9:30 even before some or all the precincts have reported back in.
Allison, run through what that process looks like. So once all of the, how many different polling places do we have in York County?
We have 100 precincts, and okay, today 81 polling locations are accommodating all 100 precincts.
Wow. So what does that look like for them at 7 p.m.? Like, walk us through from maybe from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Okay. So after the last voter has voted, then there is a lead person called a clerk who is at the polling location with their poll managers, and they will start shutting down the equipment, making sure that all of the ballots are secured and that the results equipment is tucked away safely. And then they will head to a location where they will take their equipment and or they will bring it to York. It depends on where they are.
So and it does it, all have to go back to York?
Everything has to come back to York. And again, it is a transparent public process. And then all of that data is uploaded into an encrypted, secure state election commission piece of equipment so that the data goes directly to the state.
And do you all sit, I say sit back, that's not appropriate, but sit back and watch the numbers come in real time? Is that how it's just loading in as the results go into that encrypted system?
Well, most of us are moving boxes during this time. So there is a dedicated team, including an accountant, who are in, and they keep track of how that goes. And then, but yes, as the precincts come in, we get reports as those numbers come.
Numbers roll.
So what will happen is the folks who drop, when that drop truck gets to us, it will have 35 or 40 on it. So you'll see nothing, 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 nothing. And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, boom, boom. All of those get loaded up in about 20 to 30 minutes.
So we also need to make sure to pack our patients.
Yes, exactly.
So the polls do close tonight at 7, or when, once that final voter who was in line at 7 is done voting, make sure that you take a valid ID today. And make sure that you know who you're voting for. You can look at your sample ballot. Remind us where we can find that sample ballot,
scvotes.gov.
And no campaigning within 500 feet of a polling place.
Right.
All right. We thank you for being here. And happy election day. Make sure that you get out and vote.